So we are going to talk about the state of WebView with Niklas. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
sounds about right.
Okay, so I'm Niklas. I'm a chair of the W3C WebView community group for 2 years now, and I'm a maintainer of Apache Cordova, and that's the way I got into WebViews. So because Apache Cordova uses WebViews for building cross-platform apps, and yeah, I had some trouble with WebViews in the past, and so I joined the community group to make a change. First, raise your hand, please, if you have ever used WebView for some kind of application. Oh, that's good. More than I expected. And if you haven't used it before, have you ever thought about WebView while developing for the web or whatever? Oh, that's what I expected. So for the next few minutes, this is a little overview of what I want to talk about. It's a bit of a diverse topic, and yeah, WebViews are in a weird space, we will see. I'll catch you up on what WebViews are and yeah, what may be the future for WebViews. So first, what is a WebView? The short answer is we still don't know. So we're still figuring out what exactly is a WebView. We came up with different definitions. Some of them are over here. They are quite good, but we still get into arguments, have long discussions, and never found a good definition. And yeah, essentially it means if you're embedding the web into an application, you're using a web view. But yeah, there are different kinds of web views. This is something we could find a quite good definition. We have defined two types of web views, a fully fledged web view, which can basically do anything you want, just like the browser and more. And we have browser-like web views. So the criteria we defined are user experience flexibility, the access to web content, and yeah, state sharing. I will get to that later. This is defined in our usage and challenges report, part of the WebView community group. So as an example, I gave you a screenshot of an application using Android WebView. You can see in the top part is a native UI. This is something very ugly I built myself. And then in the bottom, there's the WebView component, which renders a web page. So the app can mess and influence the content of the WebView in any way it wants, because it has APIs like JavaScript access to cookies, loading stuff, loading CSS into the page, whatever. The other type of WebView is another example. This is like a browser-like WebView experience. It's Android custom tabs. You might notice it from social media apps where you click on the link and not your default browser opens, but it opens inside the app. And yeah, custom tab is the API on Android for that. It brings its own UI. As you can see, you see the domain where you're going to and the title of the web page. And it can do things like state sharing with the browser, so you might be logged in into your accounts. And it's more reliably used for web browsing because the app developer has less access and cannot mess with you and extract content from the page. What else is different, or what else differs WebViews from browsers? So WebViews are developed separately from browser development in some kind of fashion. So I'm not sure. I don't work for a browser vendor, but I've talked to some, and yeah, WebViews sit somewhere between the native teams and the browser teams. So they have to consider both sides because they have native APIs and browser things they need to consider. They're also more complex to build because you have to take into consideration extra security and compatibility stuff. And yeah, this makes them a lot more harder to develop. And some browser vendors told me that it takes more time to build something for WebViews than for browsers. WebViews as well are not part of the things Patrick talked about, like interop, yearly browser planning. So some features might come later or not get implemented into WebViews. Again, a little overview why I care about WebViews. I started building apps using WebViews. Then I got into maintaining a project